T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Safid Dean, he covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel, and he's joining us now, and I want to get your opinion on what happened Sunday, but we did see this hour the Dolphins injury report came out, and Tua is listed on the injury report with the left thumb. Mean anything to you, Safid?
Does it mean anything to me? A little bit. I mean, look, Tua practiced today. He was limited. He's still expected to start Sunday against the Jets. Something to keep an eye on. He was also on the report last week with a foot. Look, if these players get any kind of treatment, any kind of rub down, medication, you know, massage in any kind of area after practice, during your practice, before practice, has to be listed on the injury report. So I wouldn't be too alarmed, but it's good to know.
I haven't talked to you since the Broncos game. What did you personally make of Coach Flores' decision to bench him in the fourth quarter?
I think it was the right decision to make by Coach Flores. Dolphins were down one score, or I think they tied it up with a field goal after Ryan Fitzpatrick. They were down 10 points. Ryan Fitzpatrick came on with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It was obvious that Tua couldn't move the ball in that whole game. When Tua was pulled with 10 minutes left, I think the Dolphins only came up with like 50 yards rushing, 50 yards passing, you know, net yards without taking out all the sack totals there. So you pull him out of the game after you take a six sack. I think seeing his foot get caught up to there, you know, under the sack or before he even got down to the ground, I think that was I don't think that had a big factor into the decision, although it would have for me. But look, the Dolphins are down 10 points. Ryan Fitzpatrick leads a field goal drive on his first drive, and the second drive he gets picked off in the end zone. The Dolphins were trying to keep their streak alive. They were trying to keep their position in the playoff picture alive. Unfortunately, they couldn't do it with the loss, but I think it's still a good move. And I think, more importantly, if Ryan Fitzpatrick was in the same position where he was floundering in the offense, I still think he would probably put Tua in the game too if he was looking for a spark, if it was the other way around.
But, Safid, it's the first time that we've seen Tua have a bad game, right? It is a bit early to, like, there are very few other quarterbacks, and Hawk has made this point, there are very few other quarterbacks that in their first bad game, right, they've won three, played pretty well in two, that, you know, on the first sign of struggle, you yank him from the game, right? Like, generally starting quarterbacks are not treated this way. How has Tua reacted to that?
No, I don't think it's that, you know, it was his first bad game, yes, but did Tua have enough time in that game to kind of turn his play around and help the offense go around? Yeah, he did. He had only one good drive, I think, in the second quarter. And then also, you know, the third quarter, I think he only had there was only one real drive that he had during that game. The Broncos really had the football. There was one key turnover that didn't become a turnover because the Dolphins didn't challenge it. That was like a tight end catch early in the third quarter. That could have been a turnover forced by the defense too. The defense did its job in that game. I mean, you know, you forced Xavier Howard had the interception that Tua threw into a touchdown in the first quarter. And Andrew Van Ginkle had the fumble late in that game that propelled Ryan Fitzpatrick's comeback attempt late in that game. The defense did its job, but it's also didn't really do a good job stopping the run either against those Broncos running backs. So I think you could share the blame all around here. Tua didn't get it going when he was in the game, and there was still plenty of time left for Ryan Fitzpatrick to come in and work some magic. He got some Fitz magic brewing, but couldn't get it all the way And I still applaud the move by Flores. You're out of position to win the game. Go and try to win the game.
Joined by Safedine, who covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. And Safed, what have been identified either by Tua, by the coaching staff, or even by yourself watching these games? What are the things that he's struggling with right now?
Oh, it's trusting his receivers. It's finding chemistry with the receivers and trusting his eyes down the field. I think we obviously know Tua had, you know, the electric receiving playmakers at Alabama and Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs, guys who were pure speedsters, guys who were going up against, you know, worse defenders, and they had no problem getting open. And I think here with the Dolphins, you have two guys in Mike Gesicki and Devontae Parker who do a good job of high-pointing the football, but they still have to get to a certain point down the field before they can jump up and make those plays. And then there's really only one speedster on the receiving corps, and that's Jakeem Grant, who still, despite his speed, you know, has his size issue, which is not great when you're looking for, you know, guys with big targets, big catch radiuses to catch the football. And I think another thing, two more things that I've heard is, you know, Preston Williams, that injury, that foot injury in the Arizona game, you know, that really hurt them because it seemed like those two guys were getting a real good on-field connection before Preston went out. And then more importantly, all the other guys on the Dolphins roster all have their own issues they're working out. You know, Malcolm Perry and Lynn Bowden Jr. are rookies. They were playing, you know, quarterback and running back respectively. They're learning how to play receiver. You have Antonio Callaway, who's joined the team, had a suspension, still progressing from a knee injury. He's still learning the playbook as well. And then you got Matt Collins, who's a special teams ace, who's getting some opportunities there because of all of the above. So there's a lot going on at the receiver position. And still, Tua is still trying to find his comfort with all those guys.
Let's get to the important stuff here, Safed. Coach Brian Flores today said that he will be having turkey and ham for Thanksgiving, and you appeared to be a big fan of that on social media. What is Safedine going to be eating for Thanksgiving?
Man, you know, it's sadly going to be turkey this year. Sadly going to be turkey.
Sadly,
really?
I'm not a big turkey fan, man. It's too dry. Unless you have deep-fried turkey, it's usually dry. It's just a vessel for some gravy here. I'm actually a chicken fan for Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. I'm not a big turkey fan. But the sides, I'm all about the sides, Hawk. You know, got to get
all right,
the
so bring it. Now, what do we got here? What do we got on the sides? Let me ask a couple here. Mashed potatoes?
Of course, check.
Okay, and would you put gravy on that?
Sometimes you may have to. Sometimes you may not. Depends.
Right, depends if it's buttery and delicious or not. Yeah, understood. Green bean casserole?
Sure at the top of the list.
What is that?
I mean, mac and cheese is on the top of the list, man.
Right, and it's got to be like a baked mac and cheese, right? A big layer of cheese baked over it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
breadcrumbs, not really
best.
Important to me.
Yes.
I just want that layer of crusted cheese on top.
Yes. That is a great call. Green bean casserole?
I mean, I'll have it if it's there. Not really too important to me.
The bread. What about dinner rolls or like a buttermilk biscuit?
Ooh, or how about cornbread?
Ooh, great option by you.
Going off the board.
Yeah, he just audibled there and threw a, you know, a 40-yard zinger down the field. That is a great call with cornbread. Great call. What about sweet potato pie? Now, Crowder and I have had this argument for many years. I say sweet potato pie is a side dish, and it goes on your plate with the turkey and the bread and the stuffing. He says sweet potato pie is a dessert.
I can see why you guys would have that argument.
What is your opinion?
I don't know. I think you can have sweet potato and ham as like a dish. I think you could have it as both. I definitely think you could have it as both. I think pumpkin pie or pecan pie, those are probably more things that lend towards dessert for me.
Right.
Than as part of the actual meal.
Right. What is the best Thanksgiving dessert? Is it pecan pie?
The best Thanksgiving dessert. Yeah, it's got to be pumpkin pie for me, man.
Oh, pumpkin pie, really? Yeah, I'm not a big fan of pumpkin pie.
Hmm.
Now, Whittingham, he's doing paella for Thanksgiving tomorrow, correct, Whittingham?
Yes, yes, going non-traditional due to the shortage or the lack of a crowd in the Whittingham household. So just going off the board a little bit.
What do you think about that, Safed?
I approve. I approve of all family ties, all ethnic food choices. You know, my family, I'm Muslim. My family's from Guyana. We eat a lot of curry. So if I don't see some curry chicken or curry goat on my plate, it might be I might have some issues with the household, the head of the household.
And but you are having turkey though, even though you don't want turkey.
Yeah, I mean, if it's there, you got to be nice and, you know, eat somebody's dry turkey if you're going over their house, you know, put some extra gravy on it.
Maybe you're going in with the wrong attitude. Maybe it'll be a succulent turkey.
Listen, maybe it is, maybe it's not, but you need gravy, you need whatever's left over from the green bean casserole, whatever's left over from the sweet potato pie.
Juice it up.
That moisture to help out the turkey, man.
All right, fair enough. We've covered the hot topics with Safed Dean from the Sun Sentinel. And as I always remind everybody, support local media. If you don't subscribe to the Sun Sentinel, at least digitally, you should absolutely do so. Download their app as well. Safed, have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next week sometime.
Same to you guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Safed.
There you go. Safed Dean.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.